to Real World News. Villa Campesina at the end of the Alternative World Water Forum. Solidarity with the people affected by environmental disasters, especially with the victims of the building of dams, shale gas, grabbing, commodification, and water scarcity, and the widespread pollution, is part of La Villa Campesina's declaration at the Alternative World Water Forum. La Villa Campesina also expressed her solidarity with the repressed water activists and the families of the people murdered. The document ends in this way: in defense of food sovereignty, stop water grabbing. The Alternative World Water Forum took place from March the 14th to the 17th in Marseille, France, as a space built by social movements and organizations to expose the attempts by the 6th World Water Forum to control the resource. The World Water Forum is taking place in parallel to Alternative Forum in the same city and is organized by the World Water Council and the World Bank. Leaders of La Villa Campesina from Turkey, Brazil, Bangladesh, Madagascar, Portugal, Italy, France, and Mexico came to Marseille to participate in the activities of the Alternative Forum. In their declaration at the end of the meeting, the peasants demanded respect to the right to water within the framework of food sovereignty. The privatization and commodification of water and of any other common goods, lands, seeds, knowledge, etc., are a crime against the planet and against humanity, they said. On March the 14th, the movement celebrated a new edition of the World Day of Action Against Dams. This struggle is directly linked to the defense of water as a free and public good. That's why La Villa Campesina highlighted the issue in their statement published on March the 18th. Large-scale dams and hydroelectric projects grab and sequester water, taking no account of the needs, traditional practices, and opinions of local communities, and totally disregarding the protection of ecosystems. The Peasant Network believes that the commodification of water, coal and biodiversity, GMOs, nanotechnology and geoengineering are the new proposals of neoliberalism to respond to the crisis. Green economy is a false solution to climate change and water scarcity, they state. When listing the main threats to water, La Villa Campesina mentions the agro-industrial production model. They denounce that this model, monocultures and the related agrochemical industry have polluted waters and put the health of local population at risk. We defend agroecological practices and small-scale and peasant agriculture that put into effect food sovereignty and contribute to the protection and sustainable use of water. La Villa Campesina believes water should be managed in a public, democratic and sustainable way at local levels. Public policies and laws related to water should recognize and respect this knowledge, they conclude.
You are listening to Real World News.